what would be really vital.
Right.
Really good.
You know, actually, the other ones on here today, Tom, Christian Sweeney's in their late 20s, and Aaron's, you know, I think, 40. So we
have
coverage there.
Yep.
Part of this, Tom, the ministry that Dan and I started with was called Strong Wall Ministries. It's about the Hebrew word for strong wall, for brother, is strong wall, the ach. But so we'd always been a men's ministry. That's just how we came out. That's what we were doing. But maybe 6 months ago, we realized, or 12 months ago, that God also said, Taj, why don't you look at the Hebrew word for sister, which is achot, which is almost the same as ach, which is a strong wall that is secure to the cross. Don't forget them. So over that time period, we have started just super recently, including women, and there have been some that we've met with up in Santa Cruz that are younger. Anyway, that's a completely new. It wasn't intentional, but I see the picture right now. I'm looking at it like you are too. And we didn't have anybody who was Hispanic. That's recent too, right? Within the last year. So we've been very intentional about reaching out to the Hispanic community. And in our small group, we have African Americans, Hispanic. We have a huge blend, but it's all men. You know, it's our men's group that we do on
right. nights.
But expanding and honoring the women like we did in December with Terry and Lori was super important. And we definitely want to be focused on that going forward. Yeah,
good. You know, what I'm going to recommend, this is kind of stating the obvious again, but that there be, I would call this like an interim envisioning team.
Okay.
You know, just a little bit of an acronym, that's kind of my language, but an interim envisioning team or an envisioning group that would come out of this meeting, probably others that are of like mind, of like heart, that you know, just didn't happen to be able to make this meeting. And, you know, you put together a group of maybe 7 to 10 or 12. You're not a permanent team. Okay. This is not fixed. But you're an envisioning group that's basically seeking the Lord for what this is going to look like, because you need to define geography. You know, is this Monterey Bay? You know, who are you? What are you calling yourselves? Who's a part of the movement? What are we leading would be the question. You know, you want to kind of define that. You want to talk about representative composition of a team, who really needs to be in the mix from the regions, also from different, you know, ethnic groups, racial, you know, balance of men and women, young people. You know, you kind of want to look at this and say, okay, now what are we leading, and then who would be in that leadership role, and to kind of step that forward. I mean, let me ask Ron, you really initiated this and put this together, invited me just to do this meeting. Do you feel something like that is necessary in a formal way? It's already happening. I mean, Taj, you're a voice, you know, you're a catalytic leader. You're already functioning that way. Ron, you're a convener. You've convened this group. You know, Brandon, you carry a tremendous amount of influence, you know, among pastors in the pastoral community. So the group is emerging. It's forming. Mark, I just hear the Lord in many of your comments. You know, Lori, when she showed up about 20 minutes ago, I could just sense the Holy Spirit stirring in her. So it's already happening in an ad hoc way. Just before we wrap up, do you feel that it's a good thing to maybe appoint like an interim envisioning group like this?
I think it's quite necessary. You know, like the whole vision is to be able to bring unity in a summit. But before we do that, we have to, and I know there's lots of people that wanted to be on here and say, hey, send me the recording when it's over. Yeah. So I think that needs to be cultivated and let it grow a little bit, and maybe even do another one like this as we next step to plan the next meeting, whether it's in the fall or the spring, depending on can we meet in person, that type of thing. But
right.
You know, we've been talking about this, you know, with Brandon, and I go, we've started so many groups over the years that, like you said, good start, and then they fizzle. So we want to be sustainable and really founded together, mm-hmm. based on that relationship of trust is number one. So
right,
all for going forward on this.
Good. So Ron, who would you, just looking at this, who are in this call, who would be open to at least serving in an interim group we'll just call it an envisioning group. Jeff, I see your hand up. Just put your hands up. And Ron, do you want to write these names down? And again, without twisting arms or being a pressured thing. Again, this is not the team, right? This is not fixed, but this is like an interim group that's going to kind of go forward. I mean, Taj, I see you as like a facilitator, sure, sure. Right?
Yeah, of course.
But who else? No, let's just write these down. We got Jeff, right? And Dick. Yep. Just kind of keep your hand up for a moment. James, Mark is in. Mm-hmm. And Taj, man, I would just like to probably suggest you as a functional facilitator for the time being.
Okay.
Just to begin moving this forward. Anyone else here?
Christian, you raising your hand? Yeah, Christian.
She's
yeah.
muted. She's muted.
Sorry. So is that... my hand is up with prayer, prayerfully.
Beautiful.
Pray about it.
Yep. And is that Kristen?
Christian.
Christian.
Ron, I would love to be a part two, raising my hand.
Okay, that's Aaron.
That's Aaron, right?
Yep. Aaron. Yes.
Beautiful. Okay.
And I have a question, Ron / Tom. Would it be okay? I know probably a good handful of you guys already know about Gather the Worshippers, but would this be a good opportunity to share briefly about that in light of what this group's about? Or if you could send me people's emails, I could just share the vision through that. That's easier.
You know, yeah, Kristen, could you, and I want to honor our time here because it's getting up close to noon, could you do that, share what's on your heart in like 1 minute, like a 1 minute version, and then they'll also feed you some emails, but just kind of what are you carrying in 1 minute?
Yeah, so just wanted to let you guys know, for those of you that don't, some of us, a lot of people in the circle and beyond are doing something the Lord's called us to do as far as gathering the whole church in Santa Cruz County with the heart to gather as one church body worshiping Jesus Christ outside of the church walls throughout the county and with the intent to pray for the harvest, pray for salvation over Santa Cruz and the move of God here, and see how the Lord wants to bring partnership in church unity, give the, even use it as a tool for evangelism, and that's a month-to-month thing. So send me your email in the chat if you're interested, or text Ron, and if you want, I can add you to the email list if you're not already a part of that, if you're interested or want to collaborate or know people who have the same vision. Okay, thank you. Sorry.
Yeah, Tom, there are a bunch of young people getting together and worshiping Jesus on the streets and sharing the gospel and open-air preaching. So that, and to me, that's a big movement, a big thing that we – that God is bringing in this next season, is open air preaching and worshiping and in a winsome way, you know.
Beautiful. So. Well, Brandon, I want to come down and get on the streets and experience it.
You know why this is good? It's because they haven't learned that we're supposed to be divided. that's what I love, because when I came into the church originally, I was like, what are all these denominations? What is all this? This is insane, man.
Yeah.
Like cult people are like, oh my gosh, man, I got serious issues. Like, I love that attitude, Christian. Keep that up. Don't let anybody tell you about all the junk we know. It's all BS, man. Let it go.
This is great. Coming back to the hour, Tom.
Hey, Lori, we just included you on an interim envisioning team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
This is good. So, any communication, feed that through Ron in terms of just the logistical communication piece. And you can kind of determine, you know, Taj, you've got freedom to kind of move this forward with some of what we've talked about. I'm just honestly available to you to help resource you, to help make this happen as best as possible. I just want to see cities and regions flourish, right? Flourish with new kingdom life. And so I'm just kind of alongside. If we are looking toward doing any kind of a meeting in the fall, I'd be honored and blessed to help with that. Any other further comments before we wrap up?
I want to wrap it up from my end. Is I just put in the chat is the URL for Frontline Ministries, who Tom works with, and I think you appreciate his time. There is a donation button there, so as a love offering, if this is ministered to you, he says he's available, but he's a very high powered person that's available to him, and we want to honor him with a love offering. So we ask you to go there.
Good word.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, friends. This has been fun. I've enjoyed every minute. Very stimulating. Good to kind of meet you and hear your voices, hear your hearts. You know, Dick has been real quiet, and the Holy Spirit just nudged me to ask you, Dick, to pray blessing over this meeting and for his wisdom going forward from here. So can I invite you to do that, and then we'll wrap up?
Yes, thank you. Lord, I just thank you once again for showing us diversity when you picked 12 guys who are just all different. And then, Lord, thanks so much that the initial outgo to the world was through women. Women were the ones that found you risen from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Women were the ones that you first went to.
Yeah.
Amen. You used a woman to birth you. Thank you, Lord, for that. Help us not to forget the diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to you, how you handle diversity. Thank you for this diverse group of followers of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all humbled to be together. Amen.
Amen. Hey, bless you all. Have a nice sheltered Sabbath. The next year, I find every day is a Sabbath these days.
That's right. Divine pause, they call it.
The divine pause.
It's the calm before the storm. There's an acceleration coming.
That's right.
Powerful acceleration.
Yeah. Ready to catch the wave, fellas.
That's for sure. You got it right. Thank you, Ron, for hosting. Thank you, Taj.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
We really appreciate it, Tom. Man, it's a huge blessing.
Blessings.
Yeah. Absolutely. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, each of you, tell you I love you so much, man. You guys are awesome. You're great sons and daughters of God. We appreciate you joining us.
Like my granddaughter says, we say to each other, I love you more.
I love you more, baby.
I love you most. God bless you guys.
God bless you guys.
God bless everybody.
Infinity plus one.
Infinity times infinity.
See ya.
Blessings. I'll let y'all go.